Episode 1448, Beyond the Bows and Wrapping Paper.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is Friday. And that means what? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Yes, and I bet you have been on that side recently. Celebrations bring what? Alleys of headaches and heartaches. We're diving in beyond the bows and the wrapping paper. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it doesn't seem fair that everything leads up to a moment of ripping paper and extreme joy. So what happens beyond the bows and wrapping paper? Maybe it's the fighting and arguing for who gets to play the new game first, or panicking for what is lost in the paper pile. Where's the money? Have you ever been there? Oh yeah, we've been there. We've heard stories of people who have been there. It is not fun. Oh, the days of celebration can lead you down the alley of headaches and heartaches. So why is it that we keep putting ourselves through the chaos to celebrate more pain than happiness? The expectations of what is supposed to be for the holidays rules the celebration. Unfair both to you and the family. No one wants screaming children because they didn't get what they wanted. No one wants those stares that make you feel like a worthless parent. Been there, have had all of that before. And we even actually experienced it this season. Oh, yes. Well, now there wasn't any screaming or temper tantrums. Thank goodness. I don't know that they're getting old enough to be out of that because they seem just to get louder or they do it differently. But there was a very concerned look as one son opened a gift that the other son so desperately wanted. And the cool thing from our perspective, his gift was just wrapped in a different size box, but it was exactly what he wanted. To say the least, Daddy and I got a great inside chuckle watching him stew and not saying anything because he didn't want to be that child. You know, wanting something someone else has seems to run deep in the human race. It's in our genes, but it's how you deal with it that makes it more tolerable during the holidays. We got to train up our children, right? That is our job as a parent, which means we carry a really heavy load. And when you're traveling and you're with other family, what is it? Oh, yeah, you're already comparing. Can you believe my sister's child did this? My brother's child did this? You have these conversations with your spouse. It's confession day, so be honest with yourself. If you're not going to tell anybody else, be honest with me. So how do you get beyond the bows and wrapping paper? Well, you got to make it personal. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Make it personal. We are quick to say something like, well, John wanted this, but you got this. Raise your hand if you're guilty. I'm so guilty. I've done this. I've caught myself. I've even bit my tongue, literally, not till it bled, but I did bite my tongue going, don't finish the statement. Don't do it. Try to go somewhere else with what you're about to say. Unfortunately, phrases similar to this one only adds fuel to the fire. You are putting one over the other. So make it personal to the one of concern, whether it's your oldest son, the youngest daughter, or even your husband. Make it personal. You know, number one, point out the benefits. What does it benefit that particular individual? It's the benefits. It doesn't matter if John got this and Susie got this, or Mary got this and Martha got that. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's the benefits specific to the child. Also, don't compare one to another. We do it too often, and we don't mean to. I get it. We don't mean to, but we do. And honestly, they're keeping score. Don't tell them that I told you this, but they're keeping score. And they're like, mom said this, that, and the other thing. And man, she's up to 20 for Susie and down to 40, or up to 40 for Martha and down to 15 for me. This isn't right. They keep score a little bit differently than we do as parents. So it's important not to compare one to the other. That whole statement, John wanted this, but you got this. But what if he wanted what John got? Well, that statement is just not going to help you at all. It's just going to get you in hotter water. And that's not a place you want to be. So make it personal. Number one, point out the benefits to the individual child. Number two, don't compare one child to another. And number three, celebrate the uniqueness, the diversity. Let's say you have one child who's just artsy fartsy. I mean that in a positive way. Just is so crafty. And so you decide to get Mary all of these beautiful things that she can do with her hands. Calligraphy pens and paints and canvases, blank canvases, so she can create her own. Yet you got Martha what? Something that's electronic because her thing is all about the digital world. That's just where her mind goes. But maybe Mary was like, but I want to be creative on the digital world. And now she has that and I don't have this, but you think I wanted that. Do you see the craziness? So celebrate the uniqueness of the child. Remember, you set the tone for perception. Think about that. You set the tone for perception. How you want to be perceived comes from you. When your child is listening, when your child is watching, don't come out on the defensive side. It's easy to do. I'm sitting here watching the games. Yeah, are you enjoying some of those playoff games? I love it. I love all the bowl games and the NFLs and the playoffs. Well, almost, we're almost there to that part. But for the college bowl games, it's bowl time. It's all for it. And we've got, you know, Clemson versus Notre Dame. We've got Oklahoma against Alabama. They're going to be solid games. And we've got other ones coming up like Iowa State versus Washington State and Baylor versus Vanderbilt. Incredible games, right? But what happens? Have you listened to the commentaries? Everybody's comparing everybody. No wonder everybody's always defensive. We raise our children up in a comparison world. Whether you're in sports, whether you're a grandchild. You're being compared. It doesn't matter what extreme. The only one who does not compare is God. Because God sees you as his child, perfectly, uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully made. That's how he wants you to see your one child at a time. Don't compare them. And I know we don't mean to do it, parents, but we do it. It's confession day. Be honest. We do it. I do it. I don't like it when I do it. And I try to catch myself when I do it, but it happens. So understand that you set the tone for perception. What are you giving and gifting to your children beyond the bows and wrapping paper? It comes from you. Now, I get it that we are just a few days away from a new year. And maybe this year you're like, I want to start off on a different foot. I want to be different as a parent. I want to stand out and parent the way I know my children need me to parent. And it's not easy to be that. And there's going to be days that you go into your closet and you hide in a corner and you cry. Because you think you've done something wrong. You haven't. You're just learning. Just like your children are learning. We all learn as parents. We're all trying to do better. But if you're one who says, I need some help in this particular area of my life, I want to be there for you. Let's start you off this new year on the right foot. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There is absolutely, positively no charge. I don't want to charge you for something God says, Christiane, you need to gift this to them. They need to understand coaching. They need to understand where they are. Because it is somewhat complicated. And a lot of people haven't experienced it. They've heard about it. Some things good, some things bad. And they're like, I don't know. I want to test the waters. Come and test the waters with me. Get your new year off to an incredible start with your family. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Remember, you set the tone for perception. Don't come out on the defensive side. Yeah. You may want to play defense offense when you're out on the field and you're playing a bowl game. Yeah, I'm all about that. But when you're playing on your home turf, in the family game, you got to play on the offensive. Because if you play defense, they're going to defend their position too. So you go and defend John and say, well, we got John this, but you got this. They're going to be like, but I wanted what John wanted. Because the grass always looks greener on the other side. You want to play offense. Let them know you're on their side. It changes what? The tone of the conversation. Don't make the bows and wrapping paper become the highlight. Shine the light on the ones you love most. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.